Jacksonville's black male students trail in literacy, and they're suspended from school disproportionately. Those were the concerns discussed at the 9th Annual Urban Education Symposium, which focuses each year on African-American male students. At Riverside's Friday Musicale building, attendees are in focus groups, reflecting on the data they just learned about Jacksonville's black male students. 3/4 of Duval's suspended boys are African-American, though just 44% of boys are. And fewer than 40% of African-American boys are passing their state reading assessments. Barbara Darby is a steering committee member for the symposium. She says her organization isn't here to do all the fixing, but
to, again, help members of our community think about, this is a problem for our community. How do we, either individually, collectively, make a difference?
And that disadvantage starts early, says Early Learning Coalition CEO Denise Marzullo. Starting as babies, African-American boys in child care centers and VPKs are being kicked out at higher rates, she says.
Which means then they're not getting that early learning exposure. They're not starting out on the pathway to success. And if they don't have those fundamental early learning development before they start kindergarten, the chances of them graduating high school is significantly reduced.
She says many people at the symposium didn't realize that's an issue, but she's optimistic because those people also said they want to do something about it. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.